We are learning now Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the top with Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Omra Papa, Haiman the Gozel Afro Mechavri, he steals a bunch of dirt from his friend, a few bags of dirt, Va'avdi Levinirsa, he made it into bricks. Loi Koni, not Koina. You know, you took sand and you made it into bricks. But not Koina. My time, the Hoda Mashvali Afro, because it's very easy to turn it back into afro. You just bang it up with a hammer and it turns back into sand. So therefore, it's not enough of a shinu. What about the opposite? You stole levinos, so you stole bricks. Five the afro made into afar kani. There you koina. My amrit. What are you going to say? Dilma hodav of levinos. I'll make it back into bricks. Hi levinos achriti. It's a different brick. Uparam chadash volkan. That'll be a new brick. When I take a brick and I smash it to sand, make a new brick. It's not the same brick. It's a naya brick. So Rashi adds a little spice to that. Rashi says, "Loizu hi levena reharishayna, lozu levena acheres." Shehutzrich tikkun v'gil fnei atzmai u'meshoni marashaynim. The efshel tzamtzaim, it's the efshel exact size or gedolah like tana. So it's telling from Rashi, if you had, let's say, a form, so then maybe it would be considered that making it back to that, and therefore it's not a shinun. But some say Rashi is a mean. Rashi is a raf klamilsa. It can far this. When I make a new brick, it's a naya brick. It's not the same brick. It's a new brick. And therefore, if I take a brick and make it into offer, Vadi Koine, it's called a good shinu, because even if I get back into a brick, it's a new brick. Rashi adds on, grass is impossible to make the same exact size, so it's talking something else. A similar case, Omar and Papa. Haiman the Gosel Naska Machabre. He steals a bar of gold from his friend. Va'ovet Zuzi, or a bar of silver. Machabre, bar of silver, make it like that. Va'ovet Zuzi, turns it into coins. Loi Kani, not Kani, in my time. But hold on, all you do is melt it down and it turns to Nascha. Rashi says he's going to tie no, it's a different Nascha, not the same Nascha. And for Rashi, there's no Heftza called a Nascha. It says a Nascha is just a weight. It's 10 ounces of silver. 10 ounces of silver, I don't care what it looks like. It looks like a triangle, a square, a bar. It's not no exact size to it. That's what Rashi says. It's a piece. So therefore, if you steal a Nazca and turn it to Zuzi, it's not a shinu, because they return it back into Nazca in a second, put it under the fire, over the fire, and it goes back to be a Nazca. Zuzi, if you take money and you make it to Nazca, Connie. You are kind. My amrit hadav lezuzi. You could make it back into zuzi. That's still panim chadashes baolakan. That's a new zuz. It's not the same old zuz. It's a new zuz. Like Rashi can't make the exact same size. Whatever it is, either way, it's a new malacha, new zuz, and therefore it will be a shinu if I take zuz and make it into naska. Zot gemara weiter. The next case, if I steal zuz. Shchimi, I steal zuz that are dark and black, and I made them into shiny ones. I cleaned them very well, put power wash them, and made them clean. Loi kani, not kaina. Why? Because it easily get dirty again. So I really didn't really change the whole chavtza of the zuzim. Charati of an shchimi, but if you took brand new shiny coins and you made them dirty, kani, kaina. What are you gonna say? I can make it back shiny. My armor hold the avol lecharati. Made the other shukumayim. Once it gets dirty, it's never gonna be the same. It's always gonna be. You're able to tell that it got dirty a little bit, got used a little bit, and therefore it's called a shinui. If I took brand new shiny coins and made them dirty, so to gemara vayta. Send the mishnah. Zeh klal kol agaz lonim mishalmin kashas gzeila. All guys don't pick kashas gzeila. So to gemara suyimai. What are we coming to teach you? La asuye ha. We were saying that cloud is marba something usually. They pay kashas akzela. La asuye ha dam raveloi. Gonna have tlev and asa ayel. If someone steals a tlev and under your rishus, it becomes an ayel. It becomes older and stronger. Eagle nasa shar. An eagle turns into ax. Nasa shina beyada vekana yikaina. What's the nafkemina? Tavach amachas shloyu. Toyveach shloyu moicher. Tavach umachar, if you sold it or shechted it, shaloyu tavach, shaloyu meicher. It's yours that you're selling, it's yours that you're shechting. That's the nafkamina. So Rashi really learns that this shinui, which is really a shinui Hashem, such a big shinui, is not a shinui for everything. It's only a shinui negeya tavach umachar. But it's not a shinui legabe if, when it comes to give it back, he gives back the whole thing. But if the teveach hamalchah, it's yours. Look at Rashi. Nasa shina b'yad v'kanoi lekach dim tavach hamalchah shloyo teveach v'shloyo mayach v'im shalom v'kepel. That's what the kinyan is for. That's how Rashi learns. L'chayra, the Rabbeinu Peretz Tosfos Zerida argued that, because Rabbeinu Peretz Tosfos Zerida bothered, what exactly is the chiddush of Rabbi Eloi? There's a Mishnah later on says that you steal a behema and it got became old with kina. You're kind of a shina. So here, if it got older and it got better, you're also kind of a shina. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Eloi? Let me break the Rabbeinu Peretz Tosfos Zerida. I'll read you inside. Zok the Rabbeinu Peretz Tema. Ma'afilu, yivashanuya de memela, ava kimobahenes of his kina. What's the chiddush? Yes, loyma, the kamokim tlev and asai, loyava shina, nicker kokach. Mashum, the yuvis chars nicker tlev, yu gimel chars nicker aisle. So, emphat the Rabbeinu Peretz, that it's actually shino, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. The Tosfos says similar idea, that's not a mamish a shinoi, because that's a big difference. But they're all learning that if it's a chiddush and a shina, if you talk Rashi, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. That's not a real shina. It's only kind of a tavach hamacha. So it's, I think from Tosfos Zerida, my parents would not like Rashi. So I think more about who gavra the gozel padna turi mechavre. A fellow stole two oxen from his friend. A group, a tar means like a peer of oxen. Ozal, he went ahead. This ganav karavu karba. He did a major plowing on his field, woke up 5 o'clock in the morning, did a mamish, a great plowing of all his 5 acres. Zorabu Zara, and he planted seeds, and he was making money. Lasoi, Fajun Lamari, at the end of the day, you know, there came time, they caught him, and they returned the axe into the owner. So Shaila is, Kavaldi, I got back my axe, but Lachera, you just made money on me. Where's that money? I want money. Also came to Rav Nachman, and they came to Rav Nachman with the Shiloh. Omar lehu, zilu shumu shvachad aspech. Go figure out how much money you made on your field, and pay it back to the nigzal. Omar le Rava, so this is Rav Nachman's psak. So Rava was sitting there by Rav Nachman. Omar le Rava, turi aspech, arle aspech. What do you mean? You got to pay all the shvach? What, his land didn't do anything? You think only the whole thing was the oxen? Omar le mikamin eshvir kula pagamin. I mean, yeah, pay half, whatever. Figure it out. How much he made off the guy's shar, and that's how much you have to pay. So Rav is still not happy. But the law is that if I steal something, I get kinyone gezela, and anything I do with that axe is mine. And I have to give back the greva. It's not called gezela, mishal mishas gezela. That's the Oymik Gemara's question. My question is that when someone steals something, he gets kinyone gezela. Now when he uses it, he's not using your thing. I'm using something that I stole. I'm using my thing, I have kinyone gezela. I owe you a shor, which I didn't pay you back. Anything I did with it is my own thing. Why do I have to pay for that? On Malay, so Rav Nachman decided to agree to this taina. So first, Rav Nachman tells Rav, "Amalei lo yamin alach." Didn't I tell you? Ki asivna bedina. When I pass, I didn't lo tame libi. Don't tell me a thing. The Amar Huna Chavrin, because Rav Huna told us, Eloi, Ami, Ano v'shvar Malka achi bedina. Me and Shvar Malka are brothers. Then who's Shvar Malka? Shvar Malka is Shmuel. Me and Shmuel are brothers in din. We're the same level. And don't tell me anything. I know a paskin. What's pshat in my psak? High inish gazlona atikahu. This guy is a known ganav. I have to give him a knas. And therefore, the reason why I'm telling him he has to pay for the profits he made in his field is because I'm making a knas on him. You're right. You're not really chayiv. But after knas, I'm making him pay. Now, I just want to speak out one thing. What? Huh? The Yom can do that. You make knas, yeah. The Yom can make knas, yeah. The Mumcha can do that, yeah. Now, I just want to speak out something that I forgot to speak out before. The Gemara before said that if I take Zuzi or Naska, all these things, and if it could go back to its previous status, it's not called a Shinui. It's not called a Shinui. Because Shinui Chaz Brahs is not a Shinui. Freitz the Kasha, so I think Rav Nosson has his Kasha. The Gemara before says clearly that Rav Yochanan said that a shina chayz over yosai is with rabban a shina. So what's why is this different? Why is it different? Tois says the kasha on top. Tois is top. Tois says dafka avdi zuzi. I've also been a naska kli going koishal kesef kani. Afka avdi hoda overlay naska loygaram nesorim va'osim kalim. Like our mishnah says, nesorim va'osim kalim. We can make it back to nesorim. Still with rabban it's a shinui. Avazuzi v'levena ain't toiris chashivus l'kakach. It's not so chashiv. So there, a shinu achoiz l'briyasa will not be a shinu. I just want to speak that out. That shinu achoiz l'briyasa is a good shinu m'drabanon if it's a major shinu. If I take boards, make it into a chair, there will be a shinu m'drabanon. But these things, which are major shinu, therefore it's not enough. Zok to mishtavayitav at the knack. Gozel behema v'eskina. Someone stole behema and they got older, and it's not usable anymore. Avodim v'eskina, you stole avodim and they got older. Mishalim kashasak zela. You pay kashasak zela, which means you have to pay, it's shinu koina, and you have to pay the value it costed when you stole it, much more money. Rabbi Yoimer, it depends. But avodim oimer la resh ofanecha. Avodim, you don't, there's no shinu koina. Why? Because avodim is like karka, and karka in an exelus. And therefore, you can say, I'm not coining it, and therefore, here it is back, even though it got older. Gozel matbeya v'nistak, you stole matbeya and it cracked. Paris v'kivu, you stole Paris and it spoiled. Yayim v'hichmetz, you stole wine and turned into vinegar. Meshalim k'shasakzela, again, you coined it b'shinui, and you're responsible, you have to pay k'shasakzela, like wine, good, expensive wine, you have to pay for, and you're left holding the vinegar. But matbeya v'nifsal, if you stole coins and the time you returned it, the rate's already out of circulation because that king is dead and there's a new currency, but nothing really changed in the matbeya. Truma v'nitmas, or you stole truma and it became tamei, nothing changed in the truma, it just became tamei. Chometz over la pesach, or chometz and it's over pesach now, it's also bahana. Behema v'saf b'aveiro, it's behema, and aveiro is done with it, for example, aveida zara, or nirva, again, nothing changed in the complexity of the behema. Still, it's possible now. Oyshe nifsal like I was back, became possible with the mum. And there, the reason why that won't count is because not every behema is oimer to go on the mizbeach, therefore mum makes no difference really. Oyshe hoyse yotzel sokel, or it became chayv skila. All these cases, amalaya reish ovanachik. Say, here it is, because nothing changed the behema, no shina kaina. Nothing changed the behema, it got a hezek. It got a hezek, but nothing changed. It got a hezek shein nicker. So al hezek nicker, you put out the hezek, and it's not called a shina koina, and therefore, here, right, you stole it, here, you have it back. All right, it's worthless. Too bad. That's the way it is. You give it back. And the chiddush is that even if it gets a mum ha-nicker that makes it possible for mizbeach, still, Rashi says, the chol behem is la mizbeach, kaimi, it's not called a mum ha-nicker because most behemoths are not for mizbeach, so it makes a difference if you have the mum, and therefore grab them. Now, you want to use it for carving, you can't, so what? Lamai says it's not enough of a mum, it's not enough of a shinoi, and therefore, halacha is, you're not responsible, like say, a reish lacha v'necha. So, the Gemara, I'm our papa. Loi is kin is kin mamish. Doesn't mean dafka got the older 100 years old. El afilo kachasha, even it went down in price, it went down in value, it got skinnier. There, the halacha is, and it's a case where you can't fatten it back up. Then that's halacha where you coin it and you pay kashas zela. For the Gemara, but not skinet. Now, my sister says it's skinet, dafka older. So the Gemara, kichosh again skinet, lehad the barrier. Talking about a kichosh, if it goes down, and just like zikna. Zikna can't be returned back to young life, to young cow. Same thing, kichosh case, we can't go back to being young, and therefore that's a case where the halacha is that you kind of. Only Markashisha Reid Rachis, the Ravashi. Markashisha Reid Rachis, the set of Ravashi. Hochkamash Reid Rav Yechanon. They say, Mashir Rav Yechanon, I feel a gun of Tlev and Nasa Isle. This is the opposite, it gets better. He stole a Tlev, became an Isle. On Egel and Nasa Shar, Egel turned to Shar. Nasa Shina Biyad, the Kana, you kind of ask Shina. And therefore, Tava Chamachar, if you shecht it, or you sell it, Shaloyam Motavach, Shaloyam Eicher. Omalei, Lava Milach. Loy Sachem Gavri, I'm going to tell you a bunch of times, don't switch the names of the Meira. Who was Shvei Rav Eloyah tomorrow? He said Rav Shem Rav Eloyah, like we said before. It's not Rav Shem Rav Yechanan. You're saying, oh, Rav Shem Rav Yechanan, it's not Rav Yechanan. It's Rav Eloyah who said that, like we have before. The Rav Eloyah says that Egel v'Nasa Shom, we spoke at Mechleikas, that Rashi holds that such a case only gave it to Ve'ach HaMachar. We said, maybe for Rabbeinu Peretz, it's a real Shina Koina. So tomorrow, by avodim you can say here it is, even when it gets older. Why do we say that? Because we said by karka in exelus, therefore it's not considered a shinui. Because by karka you cannot steal karka, and there's no shinui kaina on karka. And even though it's immovable, but it's like karka, as Rameya says. That eved is like karka. Freitig Gemara, Rav Shavu Rabbanav Avik Rameir. Does Rav leave the Tanakam who is the Rabbanav and say like Rameir? And for the Gemara, yes. Amri Mishum the Brice if Ketanya. The Brice says the opposite. That Rameir is the one who says that Eved, you can say that Eved Yekaina, and Rabbanav the one who says that you can say Reish Alfanecha by Eved because Eved is like Karka. So I'm going like the Brice who says the Rabbanav the one who say Eved is like Karka. So, Frank the Gemara, let's read it one more time. Amar Rav Shimon the Brisa Ipkatanya, his Brisa is the opposite. Frank the Gemara, Rav Shavak Masis Bavaka Brisa, what's Rav leaves the Mishnah and goes like the Brisa because the Brisa is like a Rabbanon, or Mishnah is it's Rav Meir. And how are you passing Rav Meir? The Gemara, Rav Mastisim Nami Ipkatani, Rav also will learn the Mishnah the opposite. Frank the Gemara, my Doiche the Rav, the Apach Mastisim become the Brisa. Why would the Rav turn over the Mishnah from the Brisa? Other Rav Nifik the Brisa become the Mastisim. Maybe switch the Brisa back like the Mishnah. Amri, Rav Nam Mastisim Ifcha Isnaya. He learned from his Rebbe the opposite. That he learned from his Rabbeim already that the Mishnah is saying that the Rabbanon the one who say that Eved is like Harkar, and therefore you say Areish Lofanecha. And that's why he passed like Rameir, because he passed like the Rabbanon who say Eved is like Harkar, and say Areish Lofanecha. Even if you don't switch around the Mishnah, you're right, you never have a Makassar in the Mishnah. But he switched around the Mishnah because of the Brisa. You know why? Because there's two Brises. Kiloy Apech Chodo Mekam Echodo. One Mishnah, one Brisa, you're right, you go back to the Mishnah. When you have one Mishnah against two Brises, you will switch around the Mishnah. Where's the other Brisa that says there are bond and hold ever is like a karka? The time to the Brisa. Hamachlev para b'chamar. If someone does a chalip in a para b'chamar, v'yoda, which means I'm giving you a para, you give back a chamar. I made a mashicha on the chamar, so now automatically as a chalip in, the para belongs to you, and the para gave birth. We're not sure when the para gave birth and who owns the baby, me or you. The moicher or lekech. The same thing. Moicher shivchasay. Let's say with kesa v'yoda, and it gave birth. Then mishusi yoda, and you know each one they're arguing where was yoda. So, first of all, Rashi speaks out, the reason why he said a case of machle para b'chamar is because you can't buy a para with kesef, because metalto is not kind of with kesef. So the only way to do it is with mashicha. With mashicha, you'll know when I'm pulling it if it gave birth or not. You'll see. But shas mashicha, if it gave birth. So therefore, Gemara says the case is of chalipin, the Brisa says. The case of chalipin, by chalipin, once I'm mashich the chamar, you are kind of the para automatically, because that's a switch. But and we don't see the para, it's sitting in the agam. So therefore, it's possible to have a suffix. But by a shifcha, they use kinyan kesef because Eved is kind of a kesef. So therefore, you can have the suffix when it was yolda or not. So we have a machlokes over here between the lekech and the moicher when it gave birth, when the shifcha or the parah gave birth. Zem reshusi yolda v'alosh isik. Let's say one guy is sure, the other guy is quiet. He's not sure. Zochaba yizaycha. Rashi learns that's bari v'shema. And Tosha says that maybe if you mind them a bar yishem or low bar yadif, it's because of shtika kaida. In any case, if one guy is short, the other guy is quiet, he's zaycha. The guy who's short is zaycha. Ze'im any adev, ze'im any adev. One guy says, I don't know, the other guy says, I don't know. Yachloiku. The lachay is, you split it. We're going like some chis holes, yachloiku. When it's a suffix, you split it. Ze'im mashusi, ze'im mashusi. Let's say each guy is a bar. And like Rashi says, there's a case of moida mixas here. Why? Because here, I'm being married to you, I owe you the mother, let's say, the shivcha. But the baby is not yours. So it's moida mixas. I'm moida, I owe you the mother. So then there's a case of a shua. And the law is, the guy who has to pay makes the shua at the pater. Now, Rashi asks, I is in the halach. There's no moida mixas in the halach. And here, since automatically I'm moida the shivcha, automatically goes through, you don't need a parai, you don't need a payment, so that's halach. So he said, the case was, that you also chopped off the hand of the shivcha. So I owe you money for the hand of the shivcha, and I moida to that. Therefore, it's a moida mixas. So here we have a case where they're arguing, and it's moida mixas, because I moida, I owe you the mother. He makes a shua that it was a my rishus, and I don't pay you. You swear you don't pay. That's our mayor shita. Comes a chamim, chamayimrim, English bomb, loyal avadim, loyal kakayas. You don't make a shua on avadim. So Akapon, what do you see in this price? That Rabbanon holds like a karaka avadim. So again, it's two price to say it's the Rabbanon who holds like a karaka, or a mayor holds is not like a karaka. So that's why the Rebbe passes like a mayor, which is really the Rabbanon who hold that Eved is like a karaka. Frank the Gemara, hi, look a mayor, look a Rabbanon, brother. She's a look a Rabbanon. How come? The Mai Daf Kisuf Taninu, the fee, your version of the price of the Mishnah, let's say of the Mishnah, look a mayor, I'm passing a mayor. Really, I'm passing a Rabbanon who hold that Eved can make a karaka. So the bottom line is that we are passing, Rav is passing that Eved is like what? It's like karaka. And therefore, there's two nafkaminas in our Gemara. First of all, the gabe gizela, we say arei shalach lefanecha, because not exel, it's not kind of a shinoi. And number two, there's no shvu on it, because ain't a shvu on it, guys. And when Rav holds that Eva is a karka, and not like a meyer, a few Rav's gear, so like a meyer holds, that Eva is not like a karka.